ओम शांति। वेर आर वी ऑल ऑफ यू आर सिटिंग वेर आर यू सिटिंग इन द सेंट्रल रीजन। ओके इन द सेंट्रल रीजन विच एरिया ऑफ द सेंट्रल रीजन इन ब्रह्मापुरी विष्णुपुरी और शंकरपुरी वेर आर यू सिटिंग। Or you are sitting in Shanti One. In Shanti One, right? It is very good first to be in Gyan Sarovar and then to come in Shanti One. Or you came directly in Shanti One, right? No, you were in Gyan Sarovar first and then you came in Shanti One. What is the secret behind this? That from Gyan Sarovar we come to Shantivan. From Madhuban, first we go to Madhuban and then we come to Shantivan. Madhuban, pilgrimage place. Gyan Sarovar, Madhuban is the place where we form relationship with Baba as our mother and father. Then mother and father have hopes that their children study very well. Every parents have only one desire, that my child should be so bright, so they send them in a special school. And so what is Gyan Sarovar? Academy for a better world. Gyan Sarovar, the lake of knowledge where swans learn to pick up jewels. You remember today's blessing? What was today's blessing? I have heard so much, you know. The blessing is gone inside the heart. What was this morning's blessing? What was it? Specialities, yeah. You see each other's specialities. This is the quality of the Holy Swan. With so much love, pick up the qualities of each other that there isn't a question of this one has this weakness. No. The power of love, the power of family, of belonging deep within should be so that the mistake of others is considered my mistake. What does it mean? Mistake of others, you should think my mistake? Oh. What is the meaning of that? Other people make mistake and I think should it's my mistake? If I don't have the power to accept, if I don't have the power to let go, if I don't have the power to tolerate, if I don't have the power to have feeling of mercy and helping my brothers and sisters, don't forgive if something wrong has happened, then who is at mistake? One person made one mistake and I made 10 mistakes. Understand? Mistakes of others you should consider your mistake. If I cannot have the feeling of mercy, if I cannot have the feeling of love, how would I help? Just like in a family, if someone is sick, other child, mother, father, friends, in the family have the consciousness of feeling of helping them. And so I don't have that feeling of it is I need to help them. It's not that their mistake is my mistake. For example, if they have anger and it is my anger, not like that. If they have the nature of carelessness, it's my mistake. No, that particular mistake that they have made, Baba should consider that you should consider your mistake, because I did not help them to be free from that mistake. That is my mistake. Because we are working together. If one part of the machinery is not working properly, then I have to give the energy so much that it remains fit, it does not go out of the machinery. It is the power of the one goes in the other. For example, physical organs, you know. If one's power is weak, the power of that goes in the other. For example, if a person is blind, you know what specialties they have, the blind people? They can hear much more better than. And the other power they have? They feel and they sing very good. They're good singers also. And a deaf person, what speciality a deaf person has? A deaf person's energy then goes in the eyes. Deaf and dumb are very good tailors. Eyesight is very bright. So if they have one mistake, what I say, in the family, if one has one mistake, not using their speciality is then my mistake. Anyone who has one weakness, double, triple force would be in the form of speciality in them, which is weakness in me. For example, some people are very determined, courageous, right? So I am clear, bright, but I have a fear, coward. And they are very powerful, so my weakness, their virtue. Not to appreciate their qualities than my weakness. So this is what Baba says, when you look at the virtues of them. So what we do, what mistake we make is, we begin to compare the weakness of others with our quality. This is a mistake. Weakness of other, instead of using our quality, so then their weakness does not influence me. And that's only when, what is the secret, that their weakness does not make me weak? When I focus on their speciality. Otherwise their weakness will make me weak. And this is why Baba says, weakness of others should consider your weakness. And they should not. Sorry? Yeah. So those who are determined, they are aggressive, but they are determined to do something which would be better. Where I am, I might be careless. And this is why it's very important that I compare not my weakness, my quality with their weakness. I should use my quality to accept their weakness and focus on their virtue. If I don't do that, then it is their weakness becomes my weakness. Not only just consider, but it becomes your weakness. And our behavior then is not lawful behavior with them. Yeah. Yeah, they are aggressive, but then when I have a honesty in my mind, I have merciful feeling, I know that they are aggressive because they want to be so accurate as they are. So they want me to take their quality in me. Understand? That's why they are aggressive, because I am not appreciating their quality. If I appreciate their quality, then they won't be aggressive. They would accept me, even if I am a little bit careless, but then I am courageous and I am determined, they are helpful to me. So if this is the family feeling of forming a nice relationship with each other, there is a story that one time a group was going for a journey, for a pilgrimage, and the teacher said to the group leader, "You take the group, but I give you one bag, sash, you know, like this bag, two bags he gave it, but you keep this like this bag." It was two side, one side front and back was like to that kind of bag. And he says, "See, this bag, which for example has Shiv Baba's symbol, right? He says, you always keep in front. And the other bag, you keep always at the back. And look in that bag every day. Pick up something from it. And then when you are going on journey, you communicate with the group with this consciousness." So he followed his teacher's advice. So when he was going, they were in that bag, there were the name tag of everyone, and on that was the speciality of each one. So he would pick up, "Oh, my guru sees, my teacher sees, this is such a wonderful, this soul has so much speciality." So he would look at. And even that person in his behavior would be little bit not accurate. He would say, "But then my teacher has seen this quality in that. Must be my vision is not so proper, I must behave with that." So he made so many friends, all his group became his friends and very cooperative. Journey was full of joy, the whole pilgrimage when they were going. Great joy, great fun. They enjoyed. So one day, and he always was aware that this symbol is in front and the other one is back. He never looked what was at the back, because it was always, you see, look, peep in, pick up one thing and then enjoy your journey. So they did it. One time they had gone somewhere in a hurry, he put the bag off and put it back. And then they were continue this journey, and when he will pick up, and in that the name tag was there, and then this needed to be trained in this particular subject. This person has this weakness. So he started looking at that and started giving them correction. You should be like that. You need to be improved like this. And so, his vision then was, aim was this, I want to help, I want to train, I want to draw their attention. But it was only focused on the weakness. Vision was to help. Attitude was to be a guide, a master, but vision was focused on the weakness. So his personal vision, attitude changed with vision. I want to teach them. His vision focused on this, and then he started correcting them, started comparing with each other, starting making them feel guilty that you should be doing this, why are you not doing that, and you should be doing that, and why you are doing that. Whole his group became so upset with him. They don't give him cooperation. They don't give him the feeling of whatever. The joy was gone. The joy of the company, the joy of pilgrimage, happiness and the freshness, they had filled so much, they started talking to each other. What happened? Perhaps it's this pilgrimage place is as a ghost there, or perhaps this is, they started looking for the reason here, there, many reasons. One day he realized, why this, all these people are so angry with me? Why are they not cooperating? They had been so good, and suddenly everybody's changed. And then one day he felt, must be something wrong is gone. Is the bag? He looked at the bag and then he put it again. Oh, it was a mistake. He put this bag other way around. So when you see the specialities of others, your specialty is emerging. When you see the weakness of others, their weakness becomes a sickness for you. And you are so sick that you always say, other people made me sick. It's an infectious disease. And so this is why this person became so weak, that he lost his self-respect, he lost his happiness, he lost his power. And then he realized that he was focusing only the weakness of others. Then he spoke to his guru, what should I do now? All my relationship is spoiled. My happiness is gone. Our pilgrimage, the charm is finishing. What should we do? He said, okay, now when you see the weakness, it is true that the weakness is there, but when you see one weakness, now it is sickness is created, its account has been created. So now how to clear the account? What you do then, one weakness of that person you see, you know, immediately think of three qualities in that person has. You have to now think three. Why? He said, but why should I think of three? If I should be one weakness, I should think of one virtue. Why should I think of three virtues? His teacher said, because you have caused karma three times and you have created damage to you, harm to you three times. And so for your benefit, you have to see one weakness, you see now you see three virtues. Then only the power will come back in you of your self-respect. Because by seeing the weakness, your vision changed. Your attitude changed, your feeling changed. So you damaged your heart, you created hatred. And seeing the vision, the intellect, you created criticism. And through that, your words became bitter. So you spoiled your mouth, you spoiled your vision, and you spoiled your heart. So you became sick 3 times. Weakness of one person made you 3 times sick. Now you have to cure yourself. So you have to see 3 specialities in them. So then your feelings will change, your vision will change, and your behavior will change. It is, if sickness comes so slowly, through influence. So this is also inner sickness, is it? And so you have to become healthy. So then another thing that you have to do is that you have to then appreciate. Because you have spoken bad things, it will not be, it is not enough. Just seeing is not enough. Now you see the specialities inside, your heart is changing, that's okay. But it is not enough, you will not become healthy either. So what you have to do? Then you have to speak their speciality to others. This will make you humble. And this will clean your heart, feelings. If you only see their specialities and inside you see that they are good and you do not speak it, you do not change the atmosphere. So this needs quality of a family of making their weakness into virtue. Today Baba said, otherwise their weakness will become your weakness. It means that you are holy swan, you are making your heart holy. Otherwise your heart will remain heavy, your heart will remain dirty, your vision will remain of hate. So you cannot then have, and for us, for Brahmins, then we cannot have yoga with Baba. For us it's a very big damage. For outside people it's only temporary loss. But for us it's a very great loss. Because our relationship with God is broken then. No matter how much love we have for Baba, no much how deep faith we have for Baba, but this bad feeling inside of the weakness of others blocks our connection with Baba. So who is at loss? Not the other person. So weakness of others becomes my weakness and I don't take strength from Baba. It means I don't love myself. It looks like I don't love other person because they have weaknesses, they have defects, but in fact I don't love myself because I cannot keep myself clean heart. I cannot keep myself peaceful, loveful. So weakness of others is my weakness. This was this morning's blessing. Now I think it's okay, queue would be finished, so you can go and have your dinner. Right? It's good to meet the family. This is benefit here. By the time the family, so different day we can meet different groups and communicate and chat with each other, right? Good. So holy swans. So from in Madhuban we are a family. We love to learn to be with parents. In Gyan Sarovar, we study, We are swans, and in Shantivan we come to be yogi complete. In Shantivan, go and complete renunciation and silence, in sweet silence. Okay, a minute of silence and then you go for it.